Hi listeners, we are going to be talking about the rebirth or what it means to be born again. That is the title of my message. I want to read some scriptures. It is in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, starting from verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracle signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'Wherever you must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." So Jesus said to this man, this man Nicodemus was a religious man. He followed the Old Testament commands and he followed God. Yet he had a question. He came to Jesus and he realized Jesus was from God, because by the miracles and the works of God that he was doing, and he realized he was from God. And he came to Jesus and he said, "How can I enter the kingdom of God?" And Jesus said, very simply, he said, "You must be born again." Now the question may be asked, why? In order to answer this question, I need to go into my first message, which I shared. In it, I explained how God created mankind and how he created them, man and woman, in his image. And they were perfect and pure and holy and had the nature of God when they were created, because they were created in the image of God, until they sinned and that nature was changed into a sinful nature that came from Satan. They lost the nature of God at that moment and they received the nature of Satan. I talk about this in my first message. At that moment, the human race was separated from God. When they disobeyed God, they choose to sin against God. And wherever there is sin, God cannot fellowship. God has absolutely no sin. And sin cannot have any fellowship with God. So what happened is, because of that sinfulness of Adam and Eve, they lost the fellowship they had with God, and there was a spiritual death that took place at that moment when they sinned. They were spiritually separated from God. The physical death did not come till later, but there was a spiritual death, because God said the moment that you eat the fruit of this tree of good and knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And he meant it was going to be a spiritual death, a separation from God, which eventually resulted in physical death too, but it did not come till later, the physical death, but the spiritual death came immediately. And when Jesus came and he's talking to this man and he's saying, now you have to be born again. What he's talking is, what Adam and Eve lost at the Garden of Eden, Jesus has come to restore it back and give it back to mankind. Only he can restore it. So he came to restore it back to man. So now, a person, when they trust in Jesus, that old nature of Satan dies and they receive the new nature of God, because the Holy Spirit comes to live inside that person. At that moment, they are born again. Now, ever since Adam and Eve sinned, what happened was they opened the door for Satan to come to this earth and establish his kingdom on earth. At the beginning, there was only the kingdom of God when God created Adam and Eve. Then God gave the authority for the man to rule over this earth and have a dominion over this earth. And when man sinned, he turned that authority over to Satan. So Satan came over here and to this earth, and he established his kingdom, which is the kingdom of Satan and kingdom of God, kingdom of darkness, which I talked in my second message. And every human being, since we are the descendants of Adam and Eve, that comes into this earth, comes in the way of the kingdom of darkness. We are all born into the kingdom of darkness or kingdom of Satan, because the Bible says we have all sinned and come under the short of the glory of God. So for that reason, what came from Adam, that sinful nature that they received because of their disobedience, was passed on to every human being that has been born to the human race ever since. And they have their sinful nature, and they are born into the kingdom of darkness or kingdom of Satan. And that's the reason Jesus came. And sometime during a person's lifetime, they hear the message of the love of God, that Jesus Christ coming in the flesh and paying the price for our sins, and they choose, that person may choose to receive Jesus as their Savior. And at that moment, that old sinful nature dies and a new nature of God comes in, as I said, through the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit comes in to their hearts to live inside of them. So when he comes, the Holy Spirit, the third person in God, the person of God, he comes in and he resides in us and he brings his nature into us. And so from that moment on, we are born again with the nature of God. I want to read 2 Corinthians. This is talking about rebirth. It's 2 Corinthians 5 and starting from 7, verse 17, this talks about this rebirth. 5:17, it says, let's see, 5:17, okay, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Now, what happens is, at the moment we receive Jesus as our Savior, something take place in us. The old nature is taken away, and a new nature, the new nature of God comes, and the Bible says everything about us on the inside changes. The old nature, the sinful nature of Satan, which was the prideful, selfish, all that is at the moment of time, in that moment, it's removed from our spirit. We are really being reborn in our spirit man. We are a spirit man, we have a soul, and we have a body. I explained this in the first message. And that spirit part of our man is being instantly born of God on the inside with the very nature of God. Now, there are several things that take place at the same time. The person becomes a new person. Everything, the old things are passed away. At that moment, all the sins that they have ever committed has been completely wiped away, and God forgives those sins, and He chooses never to remember those sins again. And I want to read 2 Corinthians 5:21 now. It says, God made Him, that is Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. What happened was, Jesus came and He took upon Himself my sin and your sin. He was a perfect, sinless Son of God. The Bible says Jesus was tempted like all of us in every point, yet without sin. He never succumbed to any of those temptations. He never sinned. And that's the reason He could go to the cross and die for our sins and pay the price through His shed blood and purchase our freedom, because He was totally sinless Son of God. So the Bible says God made Jesus to be sin for us. He took upon Himself the sin of the whole human race when He hung on the cross. And when He did, He paid the price. And whosoever believes that Jesus did it and He rose again is born again in that moment. Now, we are born again. Our nature is changed. We are a new creature. And at the same time, also we change kingdoms. One moment you are in the kingdom of darkness, kingdom of Satan, where you were physically born into, then you change into the kingdom of God when you get born again. We exchange our citizenships. One time, moment we were in the kingdom of Satan, and the next moment we are in the kingdom of God once you receive Jesus as your Savior. So we exchange the kingdoms. And then there's another thing that happens. It is it talks about in Hebrews chapter 2, it talks about it, and it says in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, 14 and 15. I want to read verse 9 first. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. It says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor, because He suffered death, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone. Jesus, when He died on the cross, He just did not die a physical death only. He died the spiritual death that we would have received from the separation that came on human race. He experienced that on the cross. This is what it says. It says, He might taste death for everyone. And then the verse 14, it says, since the children have flesh and blood, He too shared in their humanity, so that by His death He might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. What happened is, when Jesus died and took upon our sins upon Himself, He experienced that spiritual death that Adam and Eve experienced at the point of their disobedience. And Jesus experienced that, and he broke and he destroyed that hold of death over the human race that Satan had it ever since Adam and Eve sinned. He destroyed that power of Satan, of the fear of death off of the human race in that moment. So anyone that trusts in Jesus and they come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, they are free from the fear of death. That is another thing that happened at the rebirth. Then it also talks about in Romans chapter 8, it also says that we were also, what happened at the rebirth was we became children of God. Back to where we were when Adam and Eve was created. When Adam and Eve was created, God intended to have a family. He created sons and daughters. That's what he had his original plan. But of course, it all got messed up. But when we get born again, Romans 8 talks about, I want to read this chapter, Romans 8. It's starting from verse 14. It says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. See, that fear of death was destroyed. So he said, those who are led by the Spirit of God, now from the moment we confess Jesus as our Savior, the Spirit of God comes to live in us, and we became the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. We receive a spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. That means Daddy, Father. The Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. So what happened at the new birth is also we became the sons and the daughters of God that God had in his original plan. We were restored, we were reconciled back to that place. And now we can call God our Father, Abba, Father. And we became co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We became heirs with Jesus Christ because God adopted us into his kingdom. God adopted us into his family, and he calls us his sons and daughters again. Then it doesn't stop over there. This rebirth is so awesome, and a lot of people don't understand exactly what happens at the rebirth. Another thing that happens at the rebirth is that all of our sins are forgiven. And we can read this in Romans 6, verse 18. I want to read that. Romans 6, 18, it says, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. When we accept Jesus, that moment we confess our sins, all of our sins are forgiven and they are removed from our lives. And the Bible says we are set free from sin. And now we are no longer slaves to sin, but the Bible says now we are slaves to righteousness. That means from our heart, that reborn man wants to truly do right. The 2 Corinthians 2, 5 through 21, I said this, I've read this before. He said that he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made righteousness of God in him. Also, I want to read Romans 8, 1 through 4. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did it by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Jesus did it all for us. And he said, I come, and I have come to give you life, and life abundant. And this rebirth, we cannot work for it. We cannot do good works to earn it. This rebirth is completely free. It's a gift of God. I want to read 1 Corinthians 6. It talks about also some of the other benefits that comes along as we are born again. 1 Corinthians 6:11, it talks about several things. It says, as we are born again, it says, and that is what some of you were. And if you read the scriptures prior to this, you will see all the old nature of man and what the old nature of man used to do. And it's talking about, if you can read it, the scriptures preceding to this. And he comes to verse 11, and Paul is saying, and that's what some of you were. But you were washed. Washed of what? Of all of our sins. It's gone. Sins are gone. And were sanctified. That means, the word sanctify means you are set apart. You are set apart from sin, from the kingdom of darkness, unto kingdom of God, and to serve God. You are set apart at rebirth. And you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You were justified. What does justified mean? That means just as though I never sinned, or just as though you never sinned, justified. The sins are forgiven. All of the old slate is clean. You have a new beginning. You have a new life. And it is all a gift. The Bible says that salvation is a gift of God. It's not of works, but it's a gift of God we receive through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a gift of God. So if you are a believer, you have been set free from the fear of death. You have been set free from sin. You have been made a child of God. You are a joint heir or a co-heir with Jesus Christ. You are totally a new creature on the inside, and you have been set apart, you have been justified, and you are prepared, totally made whole to walk with God. Now, if you are a seeker and listening to this message, and you want to be born again, it's very simple. The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So all we have to do is, Romans 10, I want to read that scripture, if you are a seeker and you want to receive Christ as your Savior and be born again, you have the desire. I want to read you the scriptures for you, Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It's very simple. If you believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and he took upon himself your sin, and he died for your sins, and he rose again, and the Bible says, you just confess him. You confess your sins, you repent of your sins, and you call upon the name of the Lord, and he will come in, and he will make you a new person. And if you choose to do this, I can pray with you right now, and you can repeat this prayer, or just pray your own prayer from your heart. A sincere prayer is what God looks at. A sincere prayer that comes from a person's heart is what God receives. But I will just pray to make it easy. And if you choose, you can choose this prayer after me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus is your Son. He came and he died for my sins. I believe he died and he rose again. I'm asking you right now, as I repent of my sins, I humble myself and I confess my sins before you. And I ask you to remove my sins. And I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart through the power of your Holy Spirit and give me eternal life. And help me to grow in you, to know you better, and to be able to have a close and intimate relationship with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, listeners, for listening. I hope this was a message that spoke to your heart, and I ask you to read these scriptures that I have given and meditate on those scriptures. If you are a believer in Christ, you need to know exactly who you are in Christ. That is important for each believer in Christ to understand what happened at the new birth and what and who they are in Christ. In order to grow in Christ, their rightful place in Christ, their rightful place in the kingdom of God. You need to know that. You need to have a good understanding of that. And read the scriptures and meditate on the scriptures. And let the Holy Spirit open your understanding and give you greater revelations to this subject and help you to have a great understanding in knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us by sending your Son Jesus. Lord, we didn't have to work for it. It's not of our good works that brought us to salvation. It was your love coming in the person of Jesus brought us this gift of salvation, gift of this new birth. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this precious gift that you have given mankind. I pray that every person, every listener, will come into this knowledge and receive this free gift that you are offering. And Father, I pray that each person will grow in their knowledge of Christ and be changed and transformed into the very image of Christ and become his followers, the disciples that will truly reflect the glory and the life of God on earth to bring glory and honor to your name. I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.